Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Fearless Thinking, a podcast designed to help you navigate authentic leadership and the entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, Michael DeVue, and these are my thoughts, lessons, and insights from my entrepreneurial journey into coaching, workshops, motivational speaking, and of course, what I picked up from interviews with inspiring leaders and entrepreneurs along the way. My mission is to help people unlock their untapped potential by using fear as a catalyst for powerful change and growth, so they can step into the greatest version of their most authentic selves. All right, let's get into some fearless thinking. Okay, welcome back, friends, to Fearless Thinking, the podcast that explores, well, fearless thinking. What does it mean to be thinking fearlessly? What does it look like? We explore those things. Today is, it's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm your host, Michael DeVue. This is Fearless Thinking, episode 25. And this week we explored the four F's of making fear your friend. Feel, foster, flip, and free. Thank you for joining me this week to talk a little bit about these things. It's sort of my passion. Well, not sort of my passion. It is my passion. This is my thing. This is my jam. This is how I like to interview and talk to other people and help and coach clients on their fears and what's holding them back, what's stepping in their way, because there's some beautiful, beautiful growth on the other side of all of this. And it's typically because we have announced to the universe as entrepreneurs, innovators, ideators, creators, executives, leaders, mentors. We have told the universe we want to have, do, or be something greater than what we are today. And when we do that, we invite a journey of growth. And that comes with its challenges. That comes with fear, man. So this week, we wrap up our exploration. We did some explaining. I did some explaining. Our exploration of the transformative 4Fs framework of feel, foster, flip, and freeing your fear. Over the past few episodes, we delved into our fear, how fear can manifest in our leadership, how it can empower our mentorship for us to confront our fears together and share that journey and foster a relationship with it, how entrepreneurs can use fear, how we actually do use fear to springboard innovation. I love talking to entrepreneurs about this stuff. We do some really amazing things with our fear that I feel like is kind of unique to us. I like that. I'm part of a group. I like being part of that group. Today we're going to sort of consolidate the overall concepts, of the powerful concepts of this making fear your friend, 4Fs, and show you how you can leverage them in your own life. Obviously, if you want to know more, please check it out. Look at the show notes or whatever. Go to thefearlessroad.com or fearlessthinking.com. You can check me out on YouTube. You can check me out on my my website, michaeldevujr.com, which is, you won't remember this over the radio, but you'll figure it out. You'll get there, right? So let's recap. Ooh, I digress. Let's recap. One, feel your fear. The first step in making fear your friend, we began by acknowledging that fear is a natural part of our journey. We know that, especially when it comes to our unknown future selves. We explored Dr. Hal Hirschfeld's research on how our brains categorize unfamiliar people, including our future selves, as unimportant, and that this perception can actually lead to more self-doubt and hinder our potential. In step two, with foster our fear, the second F, encourages us to dive deeper into the messages that our fears convey, journaling about those fears, creating a vision board and writing about them and identifying them, giving them value and making them tangible, or even writing a letter, by the way, to your future self, which can be a powerful tool for fostering a relationship with your fear and gaining valuable insights. Including having that weekly meeting with your future self. Give your future self a name if you want to. Give your fear a name if you need to. Give it value. Give it value and give it the time it deserves and needs to help you become comfortable and amazing, to help you strategize better, to help you step fully into the next best version of your most authentic self. That is what empowering yourself and fostering a relationship with fear, fostering a relationship with your future can help do for you, by creating actionable steps that give fear a real value, a type of part of your persona that you enjoy and embrace, and you put it on your future-proof committee. And step three, flip your fear. We learned how to shift our perspective on fear and view it as a catalyst for our growth, to now value it, to value its feedback, its information. We've now identified what it does. We've identified what it is. We have identified where it's showing up. We've now identified the value behind it, the growth opportunity that it's giving us, right? And now we're turning that relationship around and going, ah, that makes sense. That's valuable to me. I need to know more. Come on over here, sit with me on this side of our future-proof committee and help advise me while we strategize about our future. Like entrepreneurs, like I said, Sarah Blakely, who overcame her fear of failing to launch her Spanx company, well, hello, billion-dollar industry, exemplifies the power of actually flipping your fear around. And then step four, freeing your fear. The final step is taking control. You're in that place now where you've established the fear, you fostered a relationship with fear, you flipped your perspective on how you relate to your fear, right, and how your fear relates to you. And in this step of freeing your fear, you understand that fear is now your tool, it's now your guide, it's now your navigator for your journey to greater confidence. And you can imagine a future, your future self, as a key member of your future-proof committee, helping advise and strategize. So following the four F's ensures your future self is actively participating in achieving your goals, not thwarting them, right? Empowering your life. The 4F's framework, it's not just about leadership and entrepreneurship, although that's a huge part of this. You know, it's also about unlocking your full potential in all areas of your life. If you're afraid of going back to school or you're feeling stuck at a dead-end job, these fears can be overcome. They can be turned into a tool for you now to get out of that job and move on, to get back to school and make your career change. By using the 4Fs, you gain clarity. You identify your fears, allowing you to understand what's holding you back. You develop a growth mindset by viewing your fear as a signal for growth, which empowers you to step outside of your comfort zone. That's pretty much what happens every time we step outside our comfort zone, is fear can show up, right? Making better decisions, right? By having all of this information and this new tool in your toolbox, fostering your relationship with fear, you gain valuable insights that can lead to more informed decision-making and choices. And now, you know, it boosts your confidence. When you have all those things in your back pocket, man, you walk better. You walk tall. Freeing yourself from those fears and turning them into a valuable asset for yourself allows you to actually navigate future challenges with greater self-belief. And when you have self-belief, you have self-confidence, and self-confidence helps you take on additional opportunities you might not have seen or even have tried to go after before. So the journey to becoming fearless thinkers is ongoing. The journey on our fearless road is a constant, step after step, a road for us. I mean, it's a path that we've asked to be on as entrepreneurs and leaders and executives and mentors. We've told the universe, this is what we want. We've invited the universe to participate in our growth journey with us by saying, hey, I want to have, and I want to be something other than I am today, something greater than I am today. I want to bring that out into the world and share it with everybody. And when you do that, that road, that fearless road, becomes a powerful, powerful journey of success and growth and opportunity for you. And of course, your fears are going to come up. Of course, they're going to come in and they're going to show you the way. They're going to offer you opportunities to grow into that version of yourself that you've just announced you want to be. So remember that, you know, committing to the 4Fs framework is a super helpful way that you can take on this journey and grow from it by reflecting on your fears, writing them down, fostering a relationship with your fears, beginning that process, right? And engaging with it by flipping our perspective on what our fears are doing with us as opposed to against us, now with us and for us. And then freeing ourselves from their hold because now they work for us, right? We've hired them. Write a contract here, Fear. Hey, Fear, I am now hiring you to be my chief advisor on all these things, right? Remember, fear doesn't have to be a barrier any longer in your professional growth, personal, or your personal life. By making fear your friend, you can unlock a future filled with opportunity and continued success and growth. You know, thank you for joining us on Fearless Thinking, my second podcast, which launched at the beginning of this month, April 1st. And I'm very, very proud of this because, you know, I love the Fearless Road podcast. I get to interview people on that podcast, but it's a long, long, long podcast. It's like an hour and a half. And I know you guys need small bite-sized things you can take with you and consume quickly and get about your day to do some fearless thinking. So, remember to share your experiences and share your joy. Let's create a world where fear empowers us and doesn't hinder us any longer. All right, let's get our fear in order and let's let that potential for our ambitions get out there and rise. Let's let it out into the world. All our dreams and our passions need to be heard and seen. So yeah, do some fearless thinking this week and have a wonderful time, man. It's Friday. Ooh, go have a good time. Okay. Much love to all y'all. Do some fearless thinking, and I will see you next week. Bye.